Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Okay, well, that's a good answer. Alrighty, well, this is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur, Bergen Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. It's our first net in many years, and we're pretty excited about it. This net will be conducted weekly on this repeater at 8:30 p.m., and this repeater is the NJ2BS repeater. It's actually located in Pearl River, New York, but it largely illuminates Bergen County as its primary coverage area. This net is a little different than other Aries net in that, or other Aries nets, in that its primary purpose is to provide information about operational and training opportunities. It's about making sure that you have the tools and techniques that you need to, and we exchange those here, and as well as making your station and your community more resilient in a challenging environment, whatever that may be. At this time, it is not a traffic net, although you are welcome to pass traffic if you so desire. Plenty of nets to do that. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to check in by call sign group, one call sign at a time, please. Stations who are in Bergen County, please call W2TTT. Alrighty. Are there any stations from Passaic County? Okay, are there any stations from any other area?
W2TTT, this is with 7 Bravo Alpha Kilo.
Okay, you're really light, so forgive me. Whiskey 7 Bravo, something about Westchester and Bridgeport, that's all I got.
I'll try again, sorry about that. It's Rich, it's Whiskey 7 Bravo Alpha Kilo in Westchester County, across the river, and you guys need
to Okay, Rich, very good. Well, welcome. W7 Bravo Alpha Kilo, you are most welcome. Do you have an Aries position?
Negative.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Alrighty. Well, if you'd like, I can certainly refer you to the section manager and section emergency coordinator for New York City, Long Island. Probably for Eastern New York, forgive me, for Eastern New York section. I'd be most happy to do that. In the meantime, I can suggest that you might want to look at just Googling ARRL FSD, as in Foxtrot Sierra Delta for Field Service Department, numbers 9 or 8, FSD 9 or 8. It's a registration form. In fact, that's a useful form for anybody. You can fill that electronically and email. If you want, you can email it to me at w2tangotangotango@arrl.net, and I will forward it on to the right folks. In any case, are there any other stations for the net at this time? Alrighty. Well, this is our first net. Notice was rather short, very good. Rich, let me ask this question. Are you, were you just lurking here by chance? Are you visiting? What's your status?
I live in Portland Matter, and I've had your repeater programmed into my my radio, and it's scanning and it popped up again. I think I've checked into your other net that you do on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's Thursday night, and it's at 9 o'clock. Another 20 minutes or so. Yeah, okay. Well, that's very good. We will certainly look forward to your checking in then, too. Let me just give it one more shot here. Are there any stations wishing to check into the Bergen County Aries net? Alrighty, very good. So, Rich, what do you have in the way of equipment? What do you like to do in amateur radio?
Well, I've got a bunch of HTs. I've got the radio I'm working on right now. It's a Yaesu FT-7900. I got it a few months ago. So the longest time I was just checking into the nets during the evening with my HT. Just got a roll-up J-pole, WTX, N9TX, the fellow called eBay, hanging in my roof. And that's what I use for 2 meter. And then for HF, I've just got an Icon 703 QRP rig and a lot of wire up in the air.
That's great. I had a 703 Plus, and boy, what a nice radio. Really nice radio. And gosh, at some level I wished I had it still today, but neither here nor there. I do have a 7000, which I don't use as often as I'd like. I have a 7000, 746 Pro, a Flex 5000A, and a pair of Flex 1500s. And the 1500s, while I have used them standalone, I'm in the process of slowly but surely integrating them into a transverter kind of complex for both 2 meters and above, and actually I should say a 2 meter IF and a 140 and a 28 megahertz IF. So 28 megahertz IF supports 2 meters and 220 and 432, and the other one supports with a buffer transverter 903/1296 to 2304. So that's what we use that for. Alrighty. Any other stations wishing to check into the Bergen County Aries net? Over. Alright, well, Rick, if you'd like, take it back. We'll go one more go around, and then I think we'll call it quits.
So I only got into the hobby a little over a year and change. It was probably 2 years in January. I had to keep it simple. We've got a lot of rigs. I really love the 703. I do have a power amp that I've never even hooked up that came with it, and I've made contacts all over the world with my 10 watts. Quite frankly, I will come in 5 watts because from all the contesting I do, even on 160 meters, I'll do it at that QRP. And that's a lot of fun. But, it really goes to prove it's in the antenna. I've got a 250-foot double zap, it's not a dipole, it's a double, and even zigzag. You can see it on my QRC page. It gets out.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, my antennas have been my passion from day one. So I understand. I don't have a single amplifier in the shack here. The most fancy thing I have as an add-on is probably an SDR Play 2, which I use with my 746 Pro as a pan adapter. And I've locked the two together. It's pretty cool. Well, anyway, welcome to Amateur Radio, and keep at it. Antennas are good. If you want, again, send me the FSD-98, and I'll be happy to forward it off to folks in Westchester and introduce you a little bit. One thing I could suggest is that you work on your 2-meter antenna, whatever you're using. Get a little bit of egg fry. It really requires that you talk up, but it'd be a whole lot more pleasant if you had a full quieting signal. And you don't need to build an amplifier for that, but simply work on the notion of just improving your antenna as best you can. So W7BAK from W2TTT.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, my 2 meter antenna is silly. If there's just a roll of J-pole hanging in the attic, not sure what power I'm running on. Hold me, give me a second here. I just put it on high power. Is that any better?
Yeah, significantly, you know. But even so, work on just getting yourself a better antenna in your attic, you know. Even if it's another homebrew, just, maybe it's just a matter of it's in a bad position for this repeater, you know.
Yeah, that's likely. I mean, at some point I'm thinking about getting one of the diamonds and throwing it up on the roof, but that'll mean drilling more holes. This worked out to be convenient, and I'm not sure how long I'm gonna be staying in the house. So at the moment it's gonna be what it is. But I have Mestronic. I do have an arrow that I use from time to time. Check into the Southern District Net. I check in on the Southern District Net every night at 9:30. That's sponsored by WECA.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
And they were having trouble with some interference, so they were shutting down their receivers around the area. So to get into it better, and also to get into Mount Beacon, sometimes I'll hook up the arrow and point in the right direction. That seems to help quite a bit, but it is kind of a project to do that.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. I have one rotator that's out of alignment, so I gotta square that away. So I understand. There's always an antenna-related project to do. I've got about 10, and we're getting into the cold season, which means it's perfect time of the year to go up there. So once I get my shack and my basement straightened out, I'm gonna take care of that. It'll probably be February by then. As long as there's no snow on the ice on the roof, I'll go up. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll say 73 for now. But hopefully we'll see you on the top of the hour. W7BAK, this is Whiskey 2, Tango, 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 closing the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. And we look forward to your working us every Thursday night at 8:30. And of course, don't be shy about joining the Tech Net here at 9 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you then. W2TTTQRT for now.
Roger that. I will endeavor to check in at 9. I'll probably jump off. If it takes too long, I'm going to jump off. I would jump off at 9 o'clock. So I'll probably ask for security at 9:30 to jump on the 7 district. But I will check in at 9 o'clock. So good to talk to you again. And 7:30 pounds.
Very good. W2TTT. Love to have you.